I got to tell you, you are experts at waving palms. Either that or you put too much deodorant on this morning. I don't know which. You were great. I want to call your attention to a few things. Not a lot of announcements today because we are right on the brink of Holy Week. But just to set the stage for what happens today and this coming week, we have been on a journey with Christ throughout what will be a total of 6 weeks of Lent, a journey. I hope that that has been a valuable journey for you. Today is Palm Sunday, when traditionally the church recalls the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the last week of his life. Some churches commemorate both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday, which is the death of Christ, on the same day. We choose rather to follow the traditional pattern, which is to have that happen in the right order, in the right chronology. So if you look at the back of your bulletin, this is what is planned for this coming week. This Thursday, we will recall the Last Supper that Jesus celebrated, his Passover Seder with his followers. And he also then made a brand new meaning to that meal that we now call Holy Communion. So we will recall and commemorate that event on Thursday at 7 o'clock. Friday, a difficult service, but a necessary one. We will understand more fully and more graphically the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Tenebrae means darkness, and our service is in mostly darkness with candles, with songs, and with a recitation of the Passion of Christ, the death of our Lord and Savior. On Saturday, a rescheduled clothing giveaway. Deb Gunther wisely decided to postpone the clothing giveaway from yesterday morning. That will take place. We will ask for volunteers to come at 7:30 on Saturday the 30th. And then from 9 to 11, the clothing giveaway will take place. Also, that day from 10 to 12 is the Easter Fiesta, the Easter egg hunt by the youth group. So there are flyers for the Easter egg hunt, and you're holding the flyer that has the Holy Week schedule. So please take these home and share them with those whom you know and love. Encourage them to come to all of these events. Finally, the amazing celebration of Christ's resurrection happens on Easter Sunday. We have several things going on. I'm looking at Reverend Kansa. Would you come forward, sir? Emmanuel has an invitation for everybody, but I will make the invitation for the United Methodist men. At 8 o'clock on Easter Sunday, we'll be doing an Easter breakfast. You're welcome to come to join us, make a love offering if you would like, but to join us in the parlor for breakfast, and then our worship service will start at 10 o'clock. Emmanuel, the pastor of the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, has an additional invitation for us.
Saints of God, since it's Easter, the Ghana Wesley Methodist Fellowship would like to throw an invitation to every one of you on Easter Sunday for a feast. We're going to have a lot of varieties, and we want the whole congregation to be there so that we can fellowship with every one of you. I bet you it's going to be a good time. This reminds me of a friend who was on mission in Congo, Brazzaville, years ago, trying to plant a church, and his host was like, what would you like to eat? And the pastor said, oh, I will eat anything. So one evening, they cooked anything for him. And he sat down to eat and he said, what kind of meat is this? And he said, this is an elephant tongue. The guy said, the pastor shook his head, said, no, everything needs to come out. I bet you we are not going to cook you an elephant tongue. We're going to cook a good food. So I want every one of you to come by Easter Sunday, and you will enjoy it. God bless you.
Thank you. So, just so we're clear, Emmanuel, that'll be after our worship service? 11:30. Okay, very good. So I'm hoping you understood Emmanuel's wonderful Ghana accent. He's inviting us to a feast after the worship service, and he promises no elephant tongue, so I'm very excited about that. That sounds good. Although my first week here, I many of you know this, Nalu and Paya were married pretty much the first week after I got here, and they invited me to the feast of their wedding. And Pelaki was sitting next to me, and Neo was on his shoulder, and we were sitting in front of an entire roasted pig, and I was asked to enjoy that, and I said, "How do you attack a roasted pig?" So Pelaki reaches out, grabs a chunk, and put it on my plate. I said, "I understand. Thank you. It ain't really difficult." So today, that's Easter Sunday, lots of feasting, Easter breakfast, worship service, Easter feast with our Ghana brothers and sisters, which I'm looking forward to. Today, we will have our worship service, and then we offer you to come and join us for coffee and donuts right over here. So please stay, enjoy our fellowship time. It also gives the sun more opportunity to melt the streets, so you have an easier trip back home this morning.